Hi, this is Shauna Gray, licensed agent with Providence Senior Care on a recorded line. Did you want to go over the 2026 Medicare plans or what's new this year?
No, I was trying to find out about that food card.
Or I can assist you with that.
How do I apply for that?
I could take a look and see what's available in your area. It's not available to every plan, but I could definitely take a look. Can you please confirm your zip code?
Is this something that I have to change plans for?
We're not going to change your plans. I'm going to see what's available with your own carrier to see if they have anything else extra. Are you getting any allowance right now with your current plan?
No.
Okay, no problem. Can you please confirm your zip code?
77474.
Okay, Austin County or Colorado County?
Austin.
Okay. All right, and thank you so much for that. Now, before I do begin, Medicare does require that I do let you know we do not offer every plan in your area. Currently, we represent three organizations, which does offer 22 products. You can contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your state's health insurance program for all of your options. Also, the phone number I see here, it shows 727-858-5432. Is that the best number to call you back in case we get disconnected?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much for that. Also, Medicare requires I ask, do you make your own health care decisions, or does a family member or maybe social worker help you?
No, I do.
All right. And also, Medicare requires that I ask as well, are you currently in a nursing home, long-term care facility, or does anyone live with you,
no,
or do you live in your own residence?
I live at home.
You live at home. Gotcha. We're own residents. Gotcha. All right. And since I will be reviewing medication costs, do you have your medications there with you in the home?
I'm sorry. I couldn't understand what you said.
Since I will be also reviewing medication costs, do you have medications there with you in the home?
I don't really take any. Vitamin C, vitamin D.
Oh, just vitamins. Okay. That's good. All right. And also, do you have your red, white, and blue card with you today? You will say Medicare health insurance.
I do.
Okay. What is your Medicare ID number, please?
4MC6TXOVE53.
All right. I'm going to read this back to you. That's 4MC6TX0VE53.
Yep.
All right, so let me go ahead and pull up your information. Please have a pen and paper on hand. That way I can share with you any information I do come across. Your name is Daryl Truitt?
Yes.
Birthday 11/30/54?
Yep.
Address 1601 Highway 90 West, apartment 929, Sealy, Texas, 77474, Austin County.
Yep.
Thank you for that. Okay. I see you started A, B, and D, 9/1/2016. Okay. Just one second, please. Thank you so much for holding, sir. Okay, so let me go ahead and pull up your information here. And please also take down my direct number just in case, so that way you can reach me back as well in case of anything. All right, so let's see here. And you are currently with AARP Medicare Advantage from UnitedHealthcare Texas. Usually UnitedHealthcare provides. You're not getting anything at all?
Nope.
Okay, so And do you have a primary doctor you see just for at least your regular checkups, annual checkups?
I do.
All right. And what is that doctor's name, please?
Dr. Perducci.
Can you spell that, please?
Oh, boy. F-E-R-D-O-U-C-I.
Say that again.
F-E-R-D-O-U-S-I.
Okay, and do you know the doctor's first name by any chance?
Gull, G-U-L.
Gotcha, thank you so much. All right, thank you so much for that, because I didn't see the doctor added, actually listed here. But I'll take a look. So you say you're not getting anything. I know that every plan provides, but sometimes they at least provide a little something like an OTC, but I'll check on that for you. I do have to.
I do have an OTC card.
How much are they providing?
$50.
Okay. And they don't have any additional like a flex. I'm going to take a look and see if there's anything extra that's available. I do have to go through the process, though, so I'm required to ask a few questions now. Okay, just bear with me. And I know everyone could use more money back in their pocket, but I also have to make sure all your needs are met, okay? Now, do you see your doctor once a year for annual checkups, or you go maybe every 6 months or 3 months?
Just whenever they send me a thing to come in, I go in.
Okay, so like your annual checkup, not a problem. And also, do you still drive yourself around as far as transportation goes? Okay. All right. And as far as ER visits, have you been to the emergency room within the last 6 months to a year or not at all?
I did. I have been there once.
Are you okay? Anything serious?
Yep. Nope, I'm good now.
That's what I'd like to hear. Okay, and also dental work, do you feel you have to get any dental work done, or do you go for annual checkups or cleaning?
I have dentures.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right, and also vision, do you wear glasses?
Or do I do you just wear glasses.
Okay.
I was just in and had my eyes tested, actually.
Okay, that's good. And no change to your vision, right?
No, ma'am.
Good, good. All right. And so, also hearing, you seem to have good hearing, but do you feel you need your hearing checked?
No, my hearing is good.
All right, good, good. Okay, now before I could discuss the plans available to you, Medicare requires that I remind you that this call is recorded and may be shared with plan providers. You don't need to provide health-related information unless required for enrollment eligibility. Now, this conversation won't affect your current or future coverage unless you choose to enroll any plan today. Talking with me does not obligate you to enroll or automatically enroll you any plan. With your permission, this verbal scope of appointment allows me to discuss Medicare plans in your area. Do I have your permission to proceed, Mr. Troy?
Why are you going to do that? To switch companies, you mean?
It's a question asking if you are okay with me discussing the plans with you that's available.
But I'm asking you why, because you're wanting me to switch to something else?
I won't be switching to anything else, not without your consent. I can only provide you information, and that's what it's asking. Do you want me to provide you information?
Well, I'm not interested in the other ones because I'm not switching nothing.
You're not switching.
I just wanted to know how to apply for the food card. I mean, the commercial you put on TV is pretty misleading, I think.
That's not our company providing that information. But your plan does provide a food allowance or OTC. So if you're looking for any increase with your current provider, I could look at the other plans with United to see if they provide not only the coverage you get, but also the additional. That's all I'm doing. So I will just look at the information that's there. If it's something you like, then you can make a change if you want to. No one's asking you to make a change. I'm just presenting you with the information. It's not an application that you apply, you know, you put in. It's provided by the health insurance carrier, sir.
Okay, so should I call them direct?
It's going to be the same process. They're going to look at the plans and see what's available.
Okay.
We're just providing you the information that's within the plan, like your current plan. We see we compare your plan to the other plan, and we actually discuss your needs and your coverage. You don't want to leave the provider. We're not changing the provider at all. We're just looking at what else the provider is offering.
Okay.
You don't have any major illness. That's great. If you need any additionals for your dental and vision, we look into that to make sure you have enough coverage as well. All right. Anything that you have now, we just make sure you get, you know, more of with United. And you said you only get a certain amount. All right. Now, let me see what yours is showing versus the other one that's here. Some plans do provide a give back, a Part B give back, which is money back to you as far as for Social Security. Some plans have that, not all. And let me see here. Yeah, they don't even have anything right now for that. But I'll look at the other plan that's United compared to yours, and I'll let you know what's the deal, okay?
Okay.
Comparing your plan to the other plan with United, you're not getting much. You wouldn't get as much allowance. The dental is pretty much the same, just about. And I don't have any other plans right now with United that gives any extras. And you wanted to stay with United, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, if you're not actually interested in any other plan, because I do have some plans here, but it's not United, the only other plan available, you're doing better with your plan, okay, from what I see here.
Okay. Well, thank
all
you
right.
for your time.
You know more than
you
want.
You're
more than welcome.
Have a good day.
You too, sir. Bye-bye.